Hi everyone, Sneha here. I am thrilled to present this interview I did with Renika Williams, who plays Willow on The Sex Lives of College Girls. Her character is hilarious. She gives me a little sneak peek of season two. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Bye. Hi, Renika. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
So you are, you have been, I have to thank you, one of the actors from the Mindy Kaling shows that I cover who follow me. So I just wanted to say thanks for that.
Of course.
So I think some people who listen to this podcast will know you from your role on The Sex Lives of College Girls, but I know you've done theater and other television and movies. So how did you get your start in acting?
Oh, wow. That's such a loaded question.
I think I
was acting before I knew I was acting. Like as a kid, I used to like write my own skits and like cast all my friends in the neighborhood. And I've always been a storyteller. But then when I was 12 years old, I auditioned to go to a performing arts school where I'm from in Dayton, Ohio. And that's when I really knew that it could, like I could turn it into a career. Like it didn't have to be something that I just did in my neighborhood as a hobby. I could actually like be this like actor when I grew up. And so that was really cool. I've always had supportive parents, and I went to Wright State University to get my BFA in acting. And then I worked for a year at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park as an acting apprentice, where I got to do a ton of shows. I went on like a little Midwest tour, and I got to do To Kill a Mockingbird and Antigone and A Christmas Carol and a whole bunch of plays. And then I decided to move to New York City in 2016. And that's when I really took off there.
A Raisin in the Sun is one of my favorite plays. And I saw that you've been in that as well.
Yeah, that's like my favorite play.
It's so good. Ever since I read it in high school, it's been one of my favorites.
I know, right? I did my, like, we had this like theater history thesis we had to write, and I wrote it. They were like, write your paper on your favorite play. And I was like, well, I know this play like the back of my hand. So I did that. So yeah, I love that play. I did that at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company.
Okay. I was looking, I think this is something you did after you moved to New York, the play All the Natalie Portmans, which the title is very intriguing. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
All the Natalie Portmans is by the great C.A. Johnson. She's one of the newer playwrights to look out for. She's also a filmmaker, so look out for her soon. She wrote this play about this teenage girl named Kiana who grows up in like the DMV area, and she's like, she has a hard time where she's growing up in a rough neighborhood, but she's like, she has like a huge imagination, and she loves watching films. Like she's obsessed with movies, specifically she's obsessed with Natalie Portman. And she goes on this ride of like, while she's trying to navigate like the hardships of like growing up with a single mother and all those things, sometimes she takes a moment to escape in her mind. And like she replays these scenes in her head with Natalie Portman, and you see Natalie Portman kind of come to life. And Elise Kibler played her. She's incredible. Oh, and Kara Young played Kiana, the girl that I'm talking about. She is now a Tony nominee. She's incredible. But yeah, it's a really funny like dramedy. I say it's a dramedy. I wish more people got to see it, but the pandemic shut the world down on March 12, 2020, so our run was cut short, but I do hope that more theaters across the country get to do it once it's published.
Yeah, I'd love to see it in person. Yeah, so you play Willow on The Sex Lives of College Girls, mm-hmm. and now heading into season two. So how did you get cast on that? Did you read just for Willow, or tell me about your experiences in the beginning?
So I actually read for another character first, like in August 2020, and I was put on hold for it for a really long time. But then my manager was like, oh, they gave it to somebody else, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, darn. Like, okay, whatever. So, you know, I kept auditioning for a while. But then in February 2021, a role opened up. And I was like, oh, I remember this. Like, I looked at the script and I was like, I remember this. I thought this was really funny. But, you know, I was like, I don't want to get my hopes up about this. So I like called my cousin, who's like one of my like self-tape readers. And I was like, hey, can you help me read for this audition? And she's like, yeah, sure. And we read it one time and I was like, okay, I'm done. And she was just like, do you want to do it again? You usually do it like 3 or 4 times. And I was like, no, I think it was funny. Do you think that was funny? She was like, I mean, yeah, I thought it was funny. I'm just confused about why you don't want to do it again. And I was like, ah, I just thought it was funny. Like, I don't really want to beat a dead horse. Like, let's just spend it. So then like a week goes by and we don't hear anything, you know, so it's kind of like, whatever. But then my manager, she was like, really, like, she's such a hustler. She's like a hard ass. So she was just like, I need to call them. Like, we need to know something. What's going on? It's been 7 days. And she calls them and she's just like, hey, any word on Renika's audition for Willow? And they were like, oh yeah, actually, like, we're gonna reach out. She has a callback for it. And so she told me and I was like, what? Like, I got a callback? Like, that was my first callback for a series regular, actually. So I was like, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm a super spiritual person. So I was like, wow, thank you, God. Like, I just appreciate this. You know, I'm just like, wow, I just appreciate the opportunity to have a callback for a series regular. So I was like, okay, cool. So they gave me a few more scenes and I did the callback, but that was on Zoom. So that wasn't like self-tape. I got to meet some people on Zoom. And one of those people was Justin Noble, who's our showrunner. And I did it and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then that night they were like, hey, so now they want you to do a chemistry test. And I was like, oh, wow. Thank you, God. Like, once again, I was like, wow, this is a cool opportunity. You know, like, I'm not really like taking it as a thing like, oh, you're going to book this. I was just like taking it step by step, like, oh, this is really cool that I'm like making it this far. And so they're like, yeah, they want you to read with Aaliyah Chanel Scott. And I was like, oh, like, and I had already saw the like Deadline article that that's who they, one of the 4 main girls that they cast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, that will be great to vibe with her. Really cool. So they gave me like 2 more scenes. So by this time I had like 6 scenes, but it was like, you know, it was really good writing. So it was easy to learn. And like, it was fine. So I get on there and it was like only like 15 minutes long. Like, it was like literally only 15 minutes long. And like, I read a scene with Aaliyah and like, she was really cool. And Justin Noble was like, he gave me a ton of notes. Like, when I say a ton, like, he gave me a ton of notes and I like took a breath. I was like, okay, can I repeat what you just said so that I can make sure that I'm like hitting the notes that you're asking for? He was like, sure. Now, mind you, in hindsight, I think he was giving me a lot to like see how I handled it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, okay. Yeah, I think he was giving me, but in the moment I wasn't thinking like that. I was just trying to focus and like take his notes. But looking back on it, I think he was like trying to see like, okay, I really like this girl, but I want to see how she takes notes. And he gave me like 7 of them, mind you, like 7 of them. And I was like, I just want to repeat them back to you. So I was like, okay, you want me to blah, 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 da, 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 da. And he was like, yep. And I feel like I did it. I did it. And he was like, okay, that's all I need to see. Thank you, Renika. Have a good day. And I was like, okay, bye. Like, I was like, whatever. Like, so I hung up the phone and I called my manager and she was like, why are you calling me? Your meeting started 15 minutes ago. Why are you calling me? And I was like, it's over. And she was like, what happened? And I was like, I did what they told me to do. I don't know. Like, I don't know. And she was like, well, how do you feel? I was like, I feel good. Like, there's nothing else that I could have done. Like, I took their notes and I'm fine. And 45 minutes later, I got the job. So, and then I had to leave and get on a plane 2 days later, they wanted it to be the next day, but I was like, I take my second vaccine shot tomorrow. Can I do that before I get on the plane? They're like, sure. So then I came out to LA, and it's, my life has been different ever since.
So Willow, we mostly see her in scenes with the character of Whitney, because she's a fellow team member on the soccer team. Willow is hilarious. I guess, how would you describe her to someone who hasn't seen the show? Maybe like three words.
I would describe Willow as bold, honest, and a good time. I think like she's always making like very direct conversation with, you know, with Whitney, and it's like her, Whitney's problems, is like, no, this is what you need to do, you need to get your shit together or whatever. She's very bold, and I think she, at the end of the day, I think Willow likes to have fun, and I think she wants everybody to get along because she just wants everybody to have a good time. I mean, yeah. We're in college. Yeah,
I want to be her friend in real life. If you had a problem, she would like tell you what to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's Willow's whole thing. Like, what do you need? I got you.
So you mostly shoot with, or I guess the scenes that we've seen have been with the character of Whitney, but have you shot things with like the whole rest of the cast that, you know, maybe didn't make it to air, or would you like to?
Oh, there were a couple things in season one that like we just ran out of time, but I definitely shot with a couple of others. But in season two, you'll definitely see Willow hanging out with some of the other girls for sure.
Will we get to see scenes of Willow's personal life?
I can't share that. Can't
share that. Okay. You know, I had to ask.
Of course.
So besides your storyline, what were your like favorite parts of season one?
Oh, my favorite parts of season one. I really enjoy Kimberly. I just love how she's quirky and like very awkward, especially when it comes to like trying to like be cool and like figure out where she fits in. And the part about her, you know, when she cheats on her exam, I think it's hilarious. And Kanan is like, no, you can't do this. You are not cool enough to get away with cheating. She's like, yes, I am. Like, I just think that whole section is hilarious. I really enjoyed watching Kimberly's storyline, and I'm excited for everyone to see where it goes next.
So when I talk to other people, a lot of us say that we relate to Kimberly the most because she's, you know,
yeah,
trying to fit in and, you know, sort of the normal one.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not the normal one, but I think you know what I'm saying.
No, I do. I think that's why I like her so much, because in college I was definitely not Willow. Like I was like, I rarely partied like ever. And I was just always like, I was pretty much a goody two shoes. Like I like to follow the rules, and it's like, no, I have class at 8 a.m. I can't go out, you know? Yeah. And so like, I think I was a lot more awkward like Kimberly, and that's why I can relate to her.
So how does your college experience, I guess you kind of just told me, but compare to the experience, I guess, that you see on the show?
Oh my gosh. When I think about my time in college, I feel like I did not have a lot of fun. And I used to regret it. I really used to regret it. And now I don't, because now I feel like I have a second chance to go to college. Yeah. I was so like, oh my gosh, I was so rigid. I was really rigid. And I mean, yeah, it paid off. Like I got the grades that I wanted, and I got the training and the skills that I wanted. But when I look back on it, I don't think I lived enough, you know? I didn't really start to live, I feel like, until I moved to New York City. But the show, I mean, they're always having a good time. Like even the fact that they like, you know, they go out and like sometimes they have a drink. Like I didn't drink till I was 22. So I was like very nervous about it. So like it's really fun to be able to be on a show that's like in a college setting and feel like I get a little bit of a redo.
So you never went to a naked party is what you're saying?
No. No, no. I don't know if I could go to a naked party now. I
know.
Yeah, no.
Do you play any sports like Willow does?
No, that was actually a big deal for me too. I was like, do they know that I don't play sports? And they're like, yeah, they know, they're fine with it. And I was like, okay. They got me a soccer coach last year and I trained 3 times a week. And it was really hard at first for me because I was feeling super insecure just about like wanting to be good at it. But I think eventually I actually started to like it. Like I found myself like kicking around the soccer ball when I wasn't at practice. So yeah, I mean, I played basketball when I was like really young, but I feel like it only counts when you're like in high school, you know? So by that time I was like in choir, like in show choir and theater and stuff like that. So I had to like stop.
Well, that's cool that they got you a coach because it looks like the scenes are real, you know, when you're running and stuff, yeah. Games.
Yeah. 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 They got Aaliyah and I trained together a lot last year. And that also like helped us get really close. It was really cool to get to spend that time together because she grew up like cheering and doing gymnastics and running track. And so like, she's definitely way more athletic than me, but she, it was fun to learn how to play soccer together. That was really fun.
So what's the dynamic behind the scenes? Cause when I see you guys, you know, take pictures and stuff, it looks like you're all laughing and having a good time.
Yeah, no, everyone, like, I think we're all like genuinely friends. Like I get excited when I see them and, like it's hard to hang out a lot because we're all really busy and all of our schedules basically conflict like a lot. But when we do see each other, it really is a good time. Like I've really enjoyed, you know, hanging out with Elia who plays Leela and hanging out with Chris who plays Kanan and Lolo, that's Jocelyn. Like, you know, just hanging out with the whole crew is like really fun this year. Like last year, we didn't really get to hang out much because of COVID. Like times were, I mean, COVID is still here, people. Yes. Like it's still bad, but some of the restrictions have been lifted since last year. So yeah, it's been really fun.
One of my favorite parts of the show is that characters who maybe on like another show would be sort of like a side character that wouldn't really pay attention to, the writing is so good and the acting is so good that you find yourself being like, wait, I want to see more of Kanan and I want to see more of, you know, everyone who lives in the dorm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I feel that way. I feel like it's only, the show is like less than 30 minutes, right? So it's really hard to like show everybody's like life. But yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. There are lots of people that I'm like, let's know more about them. But that's why you have to watch season 2, because you will get glimpses of other people more for sure.
That's exciting. So what are, I guess, do we know the premiere date for season 2?
We don't know yet, but hopefully they're working on it to try to be around the same time as last year. So like late fall, early winter-ish.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So I know you can't tell us a lot, but anything you could tell us about season 2.
I can't tell you anything. I'm so sorry. I can't. What I can say is like, I thought last year was funny, but this year is even funnier. Like our writers are fantastic. I mean, I think all of us, now that we get another shot at it, are like really sinking our teeth into like who these characters are and like what Essex is. And I didn't know it could be funnier than last year because I really loved our first season, but season 2 is hilarious. And if you thought the parties last year were lit, this year is like even more. So that's all I can tell you.
Okay, that is great. I am really looking forward to more of those scenes. They make everything so creative, like the anything
right
party.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's Mindy though, because like what is Mindy's book, the third one?
The
Why Not Me.
Oh, Why Not Me.
Why Not Me? Sometimes she talks about when she was in college and like the different party themes. And I feel like this is all really coming from her experience. Like I said, I didn't do this kind of stuff in college. So I was like, what? What is this? But like, no, like the parties are all super fun themed. And like, I love that they're all really creative and festive. And I think the fans are going to love it this year.
That's exciting. So you get to see Mindy every day and talk to her and everything. And I know she says a lot of people like see her and, you know, in her projects and like in her books, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm your BFF. So is she like, she portrays herself?
Yeah. Like, no, yeah, she really, I felt like when I was reading her books, I was like, wow, I feel like I really know her. But yeah, she's really sweet. She's super warm. She's very supportive. Like if you need her for anything, like you can go to her. Like I was feeling really homesick a couple months ago. And I was like, wow, like Los Angeles is really different from New York. And it's even more different from Ohio where I grew up. And I was like, I'm just having a hard time. And like, she sent me this whole list of places, like full of like bookstores and restaurants and street fairs and farmers markets that I could check out that made her feel a little bit more like she was finding her footing here when she first moved here from New York. And it was just really kind of her to be able to do that. Like she did not have to take the time out to like write me this whole like thorough list of things to do. And so like I'm really grateful for her and how like, you know, how caring she is.
Yeah, that's really nice of her. I hope it helped you feel more at home in LA.
Yeah, for sure. Like it just helped me get out more versus like staying in the apartment all the time just because I don't know where to go. Like it helped me like explore a little bit more.
Yeah, good. So one of my favorite, I mean, I feel like every scene with you is so funny, but one of my favorites is, I think it's in the last episode when you get to act alongside Sherry Shepherd. What was that?
Oh my gosh. I literally was like, okay, I have to do this scene so much justice because I love Sherry Shepherd and my mom loves her too. She was like, oh my God, tell her I love her. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that. Like maybe later I have to do my job first, but no, she was like getting in the zone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, she's focused. And so I'm like, okay, let me be focused. So when we started working, like halfway through, like we did a few takes and she like leaned into me and she was like, you're really funny. I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I was like, thank you so much. And then she said the same thing when we wrapped that day. She was like, you got something special. Like, you're really funny. And that really meant a lot to me because like, she's like a comedian goddess. And like, I take it really seriously from somebody like her, like who's had her journey. And so that made me feel really good that that she spoke that way about my work.
And yeah, and I have to say as a fan, like you shined in that scene. Like, I don't know, just it was so funny. You totally embodied, you know, the whole lying, but giving it, you know, a fun twist. And yes, you were a great scene partner with her.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I saw that you shot a movie called Healing River. I watched the trailer. So what, I guess, is that the most recent movie you've done?
Is it the most recent movie I've done? No. Yeah. That movie was a really long time ago. So when people ask about Healing River, I really don't have much recollection. Was my first movie ever. And like, it came out of left field. The fact that it's even on Amazon Prime, I was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. Like, we shot that so long ago. I think it just got on Amazon, like, in 2020. But, yeah, I did that scene with, sorry, not the scene. I did the film with this writer and director named Mitch Timley. And I remember him being really great. And it's a faith-based film that is basically about a woman whose son gets in a car accident. And he dies, and she decides to forgive the drunk driver and like kind of mentor him. And I played her son's girlfriend. So we shot it over the course of 3 months. And I remember like that was the first thing I ever did on camera. And I was really concerned about how I was going to do, but it ended up being really great. And then I think, what is the most recent? I'm so sorry. It's like,
no, that's totally fine.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that was my first ever. Healing River is on Amazon Prime. It's the first ever movie that I did. So probably don't watch it. But
well, okay. So this is a good time to ask, what are your upcoming projects and what are you doing right now in addition to the show?
Oh, yeah. So right now you can watch an episode of Modern Love on Amazon Prime season 2. I'm in the episode with Dominique Fishback playing her older sister. And you can also catch me on next Sunday's episode of P-Valley season 2, episode 7, which I'm really excited about.
I've heard great things about the show, but I have to admit I haven't seen it yet.
It's okay. It's not for everyone. I will say that. It's not for everyone. It's definitely a drama. They cover some pretty like life or death serious matter like situations, but I had a really great time. Katori Hall is one of my favorite playwrights, and I was honored that she asked me to be in an episode. Fun fact, I shot that literally the day before our premiere of season 1 of The Sex Lives of College Girls. So it was like a really great week for me. Oh, so yeah, yeah. So that comes out on Sunday if you want to catch it, but if not, it's fine.
I will definitely be plugging it cool. And watching it myself. So in the future, what would be like your dream project to do?
Well, I actually wrote a pilot of my own that I won't share the details of, but I would love to produce and star in my own pilot. Not just pilot, I would like it to go to series. It basically is, I'll just say, it's basically about a young girl who is having basically like a quarter life crisis when she realizes that, when she learns that her parents are getting a divorce, and it's really hard for her she starts to question love basically and like the truth about love and relationships when her parents are getting a divorce. So it's a dramedy. There are some funny parts in it, but I wrote it a while ago and I feel like I'm ready to get it off its feet, and I would love to cast myself.
Yeah, I have no doubt that you'll get there and it will be very popular.
Oh, thank you.
So besides the shows that you're in, what are your favorite shows? Are you watching anything right now?
Yeah, I love Hacks on HBO Max. It's one of my new favorites. I also just started Run the World. It's on Stars, and it focuses on like 4 Black women in Harlem, and it super makes me miss Harlem. I live there. I feel like I'm getting my New York fix with that show. And I also just started The Handmaid's Tale for the first time, which is really dark, but I can see why it wins all the awards because it's really great. So that's what I've been watching.
I've been watching Run the World too. It's so gorgeous. Oh, yeah. Like they definitely make, I live in New York too, but like it makes... Oh, yeah. It just makes the city look so like vibrant and colorful.
Yeah.
And the sets are so gorgeous.
Yes. I love seeing all the brownstones like in the background and like, just like, oh, I wish I owned the brownstone, you know?
Yeah. And like the decor inside is so great too.
Yes, for sure. And I love their outfits. I feel like they all look really beautiful.
Your clothes are gorgeous.
Yes.
Well, I will let you go, but is there anything else you'd like to share about the show coming up, about yourself, anything maybe people don't know about you that you'd like them to know?
One thing that I want people to know about me, not really about me, but what I've learned about myself, like, and what I think everybody, I think as time goes on learns is, that you should do what you love. I think life is too short to do anything other than what you love. And I think if you put all your focus and your time and your power in that, you will be a much happier human being, a much kinder human being, a more giving human being. And I think the world would be a better place if we all just did what we love to do.
That is such a great advice for anyone at any stage of life. So thanks for sharing. And we are very much looking forward to the premiere of season 2 of The Sex Lives of College Girls. Thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
You too.